This is track two of CD number one of the Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction Program. Follow the same instructions for listening and practicing as you did on track one for the body scan. Approaching your guided, mindful Hatha Yoga practice with the same care and awareness. This practice combines some simple body movements with a sense of deep, relaxed awareness. Remember, by playing the CD regularly, at least once a day, you are nourishing, stretching, and strengthening your body, and participating in the process of optimizing your state of well-being and health. With the gentle yoga practice particularly, follow along as best as you can, only doing what's possible for you, and refraining from anything that doesn't seem appropriate for you at this time. Let your own sensitivity to your body override the instructions as to how long to hold any position we may be doing. In the process of developing a deeper awareness and sensitivity to ourselves, we're working at the limits of what we can do at any given moment. It's important to be aware of these limits and to practice dwelling at their boundaries long enough to experience them. But it's just as important not to go beyond our limits. Instead, we're going to be looking deeply into them at each moment, with full acceptance of them, just as they are, right now. This is a practice, a way to meet and get to know our own limits, and to be gentle at our own boundaries, to be as aware as possible of how we are right now. By doing this work regularly every day with care and awareness, continuing this learning process, you may soon notice that the limits are changing and dissolving by themselves. The best effort is effort involving patience, acceptance, and consistency, and the finest results will be achieved by not trying to do anything at all, not even relaxation. It's enough to simply do what these guidelines suggest that you do within your own limits. Being fully aware of exactly how your body is feeling in each moment. If a stretch is producing a sense of warmth, tingling, pulling, touching, pins and needles, prickling, hot feelings, burnings, radiating, anything else, just feel what it is. Really notice what you're feeling as precisely as possible. You can even ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What is this feeling in my knee, in my back, in my leg? Exactly where is it? What qualities does it have? Is my mind reacting or responding to it? If it seems wise to you to skip something we are doing, simply assume a comfortable position, closing your eyes, visualizing or sense yourself doing what the guidelines are describing in as much detail as possible, and then starting back when you're ready. Remember to allow yourself to breathe fully and freely, and through the nose as much as possible. Play with working with your eyes open sometimes and closed at other times, exploring your own level of awareness and concentration. And now beginning by lying on your back on a comfortable pad or mat or soft carpet. Taking the position that we call the corpse pose. The body is fully relaxed and the mind is completely alert. Lying on your back, your legs are at hip width apart, your feet are falling away from each other. The arms are down by the sides of your body with the palms up if that's comfortable for you. The eyes can be gently closed. Bringing awareness now to your breath, at your belly, the breath moving in and moving out, just allowing it to be the way it is right now, not having to change it in any way. Just as in the body scan, moving your awareness through your body, just noticing any sensations that are there, any areas of comfort or discomfort. If you'd like, you can imagine that sensations of discomfort soften and dissolve on the out-breath, And you can imagine that on the in-breath, you are breathing in a sense of energy, of lightness and vitality. And now beginning to stretch the arms on an in-breath up and over the head, feeling the arms slowly stretching up and then back to the floor over your head. And as they reach the floor, the fingertips stretching back towards the wall, stretching the legs with the soles of the feet pointing towards the other wall, stretching the entire body and all the parts of the body in whatever way feels good to you. And then after the stretching, on an out-breath, bringing the arms up and back alongside the body, taking your time, fully experiencing your arms as they move toward the floor, and experiencing the release as the weight of your arms is taken by the floor. Returning to the corpse pose, breathing from the belly, awake, aware, and relaxed. Noticing how the body feels, having just given yourself this initial stretch and then release. We're going to do some pelvic rocking now, bending the knees with the feet flat on the floor. The knees are pointing towards the ceiling. Knees are about a hip's width apart, and you can reach your hand underneath the lower part of your back to feel an archway there, a little space just above where the belt might be on your waist. As you inhale, press that part of your back into the floor. The pelvis or tailbone comes slightly off the floor. And then inhaling, releasing that part of the back. The pelvis rolls down to the floor. And just repeating this motion, now at your own pace. Exhaling and pressing the back of your waist into the floor. And then inhaling and releasing the lower back, allowing the pelvis to roll back to the floor. Going with your own breath, exhaling and pressing, inhaling and releasing. Noticing the shoulders and the arms. They don't need to be involved in this motion. Notice how they're feeling right now, and softening and releasing them if necessary. Only the pelvis and back are moving. Experimenting with the pace, if you like, perhaps rocking more rapidly. Feeling the differences as you exhale and press, and inhale and release, and then bringing the body to stillness. And now bringing the knees towards the chest, drawing the legs and knees to wherever they come to. Reaching the arms towards the knees, perhaps wrapping them around the knees or the lower legs, and squeezing gently. Rolling from side to side. Breathing. Letting your back move in whatever way feels good to you right now. Letting your back tell you what feels good. Maybe releasing the knees slightly. Perhaps moving them in small circles. Or rolling back and forth, massaging the back. Just letting yourself feel what the back needs, listening to your back, and then bringing the body to stillness. And now raising the head up towards the knees, if that feels comfortable to you. Just noticing how that feels. Noticing the sensations in the neck, how the head gets heavy, and remembering to breathe. And then when you're ready, letting the head down gently, releasing the knees, bringing the feet to the floor with the knees pointing to the ceiling. And now bringing the left knee to the chest as far as it'll go and extending the right leg out on the floor, wrapping the fingers around the left knee and moving the knee back and forth from side to side, feeling any sensations in the hip joint, pelvis, in the upper leg, and if it feels right, bringing the head up to the knee or towards the knee. Breathing into any uncomfortable sensations. And on the out-breath, letting go of some of that discomfort. Continuing to breathe in and breathe out. and then releasing the head, releasing the hands, and letting the leg down, placing the left foot on the floor, the knee pointing towards the ceiling. And now drawing the right knee towards the chest, extending the left leg out, fingers interlaced around the right knee, and moving the knee back and forth and side to side. Aware of any sensations in the hip joint, in the pelvis, anywhere in the leg. If it feels comfortable, bringing the head up towards the knee. The breath is flowing freely in and out, expanding and releasing. And then releasing the head. The hands now back to the sides, releasing the knee, the foot flat on the floor, and sliding the leg down and out on the floor, returning to the corpse position. Aware now of the breath moving in and moving out. Everything let go. Aware and relax. And now we'll be moving into what's commonly called the cat and cow position. So from the corpse position, first forming the intention to move, being aware of this transition and moving into the kneeling position, and then up on your hands and knees on all fours. Just noticing how the body moves to get into this position, taking your time. The arms are underneath the shoulders. The legs are supported on the knees underneath the pelvis. The back is like a tabletop. And we're going to begin by moving into the position of an alarmed cat. So exhaling, arching the back, and pulling up on the abdomen muscles, letting the head release forward, down naturally. The chin is towards the chest. And then on an inhale, dropping the back and moving into the cow position, letting the back come down. The head now comes up. So exhaling and arching, and pulling in on the abdomen, letting the head go. Inhaling, dropping the back, lifting the head, and continuing with this motion at your own pace, exhaling and arching, gently dropping the head, inhaling, dropping the back and lifting the head into the cow position. Continuing to experiment with your own rhythm of breathing in and breathing out with this cat-cow motion. And then bringing the back to the flat position again and looking at a spot 3 or 4 feet out in front of you to help with balance. Extending the right leg out and back, straight as possible, and balancing on the hands and on the left knee. And then once you've found your balance point, extending your left arm out into the front and balancing there on the right hand and on the left knee. Breathing. And when you're ready, bringing down your left hand and your right knee and doing a few more cat-cows. Exhaling, curling the back up, letting the head drop. Inhaling, letting the back drop, bringing the head up. A few more times at your own pace and returning to having the back in a straight position. Now lifting the left leg, extending it back behind you, finding the balance point, making sure that you're looking at a spot 3 or 4 feet in front of you, and then when you found that balance point, extending the right arm forward and balancing and breathing on the right knee and left hand. And then when you're ready, bringing down the right hand and bringing down the left leg. And now moving into the child's pose, bringing the buttocks back to or towards the heels and bringing the head towards the floor. If possible, the forehead touching the floor. Bringing the arms alongside the body, the palms turned up, and resting in this position. then forming the intention to move, to return to lying on your back in the corpse position, noticing how the body moves, returning to this position, and noticing how lying here, sensations in the body, in the muscles, noticing the effect of the postures that we've done so far. The arms alongside the body, the feet are falling away from each other, completely awake, but resting at the same time, and breathing. And now bringing the knees up toward the chest, moving the hands towards the legs, and wrapping them around the knees if possible. And if it feels comfortable, bringing the head up towards the knees and rocking side to side, gently massaging the spine, the muscles on each side of the body. Just listening to what your body needs right now. And then lowering the head, and placing the feet flat on the floor, and gently rocking the pelvis again at your own pace, making sure to keep the neck relaxed and back relaxed, moving with your own inhalations and exhalations, and then relaxing once more and stretching out into the corpse pose, allowing your awareness to return to the belly and feeling the rhythmic movements of the breath moving into and out from the belly, rising and falling. We're going to do the half bridge pose now. Begin by bringing the feet flat on the floor, about hip widths apart, the knees bent and pointing towards the ceiling. The arms are alongside of the body. And on an in-breath, bringing the abdomen up towards the ceiling, letting the belly come up as high as possible for you, resting on the head and neck and on the upper part of the shoulders. Breathing as you stay in this arched position, relaxing as much as possible for you into this position. Noticing as you continue to stay here, perhaps feeling the fatigue in the body. Noticing how the legs are feeling. And making sure you honor your own limits, that you follow the wisdom of your body, sensing when it's time to come down from this pose. And then when you feel ready, starting at the upper back and shoulders and bringing the spine down to the floor, the pelvis back to the floor, moving each vertebra one at a time as you roll back down, slowly approaching the floor, and then experiencing the sensation of release as the back reaches and is supported by the floor, stretching out the legs, and moving back into the corpse position, feeling the in-breath and the out-breath, becoming aware of any sensations, of any effects of having done the half-bridge pose, or of any of the postures you've done so far. Just asking yourself, how am I feeling right now? Noticing any thoughts about the past or the future, noticing sensations in the body, aware of any emotions that are arising or falling away, just letting these things move through the mind without following them, focusing on the awareness of this present moment as you're lying here on the floor or mat or carpet, aware of nourishing yourself in this way, contributing to strengthening the body, freeing yourself from tensions and stress, developing a sense of your own ability to fully participate in your life and to improve the quality of your health and well-being, continuing to breathe in the corpse pose, and then bringing the arms out from the sides until they're at right angles to the body, and drawing the feet up towards the buttocks. This time the feet are together. The knees are pointing towards the ceiling, and the knees are together. Now gently moving the knees toward the right. Both knees are going toward or to the floor. The left foot is off the floor, just on top of the right foot. The left knee may or may not be touching the right knee. And then turning the head and looking to the left and making a spinal twist. softening into this twist, feeling the stretch, perhaps across the chest and in the back, having both shoulders on the floor, and being sure to breathe. With each out-breath, you can soften more into the twist. And now on an in-breath, bringing the head back to center, and the knees back to center, and moving the knees now over to the left. The right foot is off the floor on top of the left foot. The right knee is over the left knee, perhaps touching it, and turning the head to the right. Feeling the spinal twist, gently breathing into those sensations, fully aware of each sensation of each moment. Breathing, softening on the out-breath, and now bringing the knees back to the center, the head back to the center, the arms along the side, extending out the left leg and the right leg, and stretching out once more into the corpse pose, just noticing how the body feels right now, awake and relaxed at the same time. And now bending the left leg at the knee so that the foot is flat on the floor, we're going to lift the right leg up on an inhalation, inhaling, bringing the right leg up towards the ceiling with the toes pointing however far you can come up. You may find that you can raise all the way up so that your toes are pointing towards the ceiling, or your toes may be pointing towards a wall, and holding the leg up in this position. Notice how the muscles feel in the leg, noticing the muscles in the buttocks and in the belly, and how the arms are feeling, the face and the shoulders. All the muscles are not needed to hold this position, so they can be softened, relaxed. And breathing, noticing how some muscles in the belly are working, but also how they're moving with the breath. And if you'd like to, moving the foot in circles at the ankle, and then going around in the opposite direction, pointing and flexing the foot. And if it feels right to you, stretching out the left leg along the floor, and then reaching up behind the knee, the calf, or thigh to hold the right leg. You can even bring the head up towards the knee, settling into whatever posture you've chosen, and experiencing the sensations. If your head is up, noticing how the head becomes heavy. And then when you're ready, lowering the head and the hands, slowly lowering the leg, taking your time, being aware of the back pressed against the floor. And then when the leg makes contact with the floor, experiencing the waves of release flowing through the leg and body. And then bringing the right leg so that it's bent at the knee and the foot flat on the floor. Extending now the left leg and bringing it up on an inhalation as far as is comfortable. Pointing the toes toward the wall or up towards the ceiling, wherever your leg comes to. Noticing which muscles are working, the muscles in the leg, in the buttock, in the belly. Noticing if there's any tension in the face or shoulders or in the arms, and relaxing any muscles not engaged in this position. Remembering to breathe, breathing in and breathing out. And if you'd like to, moving your right foot around at the ankle in circles, and then in the opposite direction, pointing and flexing the foot. And if you'd like, stretching out the right leg, and reaching up toward the left leg, placing your hands around the knee, the calf, or thigh, and if you'd like to, bringing the head up to meet the knee, as close as it can come, finding your own limit, but not going beyond it. noticing the sensations in the head, neck, buttocks, and belly, the legs and arms. And then, when it's time for you to do so, lowering the head, lowering the hands, and very slowly lowering the leg, taking time, aware of the back, still in contact with the floor as the leg makes contact with the floor, and fully experiencing that release. And allowing yourself to experience being awake and being aware in the corpse position. Fully aware of each breath as it moves into the body, and each breath as it moves out of the body. Allowing yourself to be totally present right now, to fully experience what it means to be in the body, in this moment. And now rolling over on the left side, supporting the head with the left hand, the right hand on the floor in front of the belly. And on an in-breath, slowly lifting the right leg up. The leg is straight with the knee pointing straight ahead. And as you hold the leg up, making sure that you're breathing freely. If you want to take your right hand and probe the muscles along the leg, the hip or the side, noticing which muscles are working. Noticing that the muscles of the buttocks are not involved in this lift. And then moving the foot around at the ankle in one direction if you'd like, and then in the other direction. Perhaps raising the leg up just a little higher, just to your own limits. Breathing. And then taking the time to let the leg come down gently, slowly. Then experiencing that wave of release as the leg touches and rests on the other leg. If you feel up to it, raising the right leg one more time. And then bringing it down again. And then rolling over to the right side. And now lifting the left leg. The head is supported with the right hand. The left hand is on the floor in front of the belly. And on an in-breath, slowly lifting the left leg up to the side. The leg is straight with the knee pointing straight ahead and holding it there. Breathing. Noticing which muscles are working. Notice that the muscles of the buttocks are relaxed. And moving the foot around in one direction, and then in the other. And if it's possible, raising the leg just a little bit higher. Again, finding your own limit there. Breathing, and then bringing the leg down slowly, experiencing the release. Raising the leg one more time if you'd like. Breathing, and then letting it come back down. And now rolling over mindfully, this time onto the belly, onto the abdomen, turning the head so that one cheek is resting on the floor, the feet are slightly apart, the arms are at the sides with the palms turned up. This is the reversed corpse pose. Feeling the belly pressing against the floor with each in-breath. And feel how the body sinks into the floor or mat on each out-breath. In this position of relaxed awareness, moving your awareness through your body. The head, the neck, the shoulders and arms. Through the back and the torso, the pelvic area and the legs. Allowing yourself to soften to any strong sensations. Breathing freely in this position. And now moving the head so that the chin is on the floor. Leaving your arms at your sides, we're going to do the half locus. The hips stay on the floor. You can place your hands below your pelvis for support or leave your arms and hands at your sides. And on the in-breath, slowly lifting the right leg off the floor. The knee can be straight, holding up the leg as you breathe. The leg comes up and extends back away from the hip. Once again, experiencing the edge or limits of your own boundaries. Noticing any sensations, trembling or straining. Letting those sensations just be there. Feeling how the muscles of the back are working. And experiencing the weight of the leg. Breathing. And when you're ready, slowly letting the leg come down and feeling that release as the leg touches the floor. Feeling the muscles of the back and the buttocks letting go. And then relaxing on the other cheek. Breathing. And then bringing the chin on the floor once again. This time lifting the left leg. Choosing to have your arms at your sides or below your pelvis for support. The arms are completely relaxed. The face is relaxed. Hips are on the floor. Breathing as you lift your left leg off the floor, gently up and back. Noticing if the knee is straight, if that's possible for you. Holding the leg up as you breathe. Noticing whatever sensations are present in the body. In the left leg now. Continuing to breathe. Just noticing what's happening. Fully experiencing right here, now, with what you're doing. And then when you're ready, slowly letting the leg come down, noticing the release as the leg touches the floor, feeling all the muscles letting go, and relaxing on one cheek, breathing. And then moving into the cobra position, with the arms alongside the body, the feet are together, and the forehead is on the floor. Beginning by stretching out the chin and lifting the head up slowly. Lifting the torso, allowing the neck, shoulders, and chest to lift up. Not using the hands, just using the muscles of the back and the trunk. And relaxing into this position, this lifted position as much as is possible. Noticing any straining. Finding your own boundary and coming just to the edge of it. Breathing. Gently turning the head to the left, looking over the left shoulder, coming back to center, turning the head to the right, looking over the right shoulder, and then back to center once again, and rolling the eyes up towards the ceiling, and then when you're ready, coming down slowly and resting the head on one cheek, breathing. Softening into the corpse pose once again, relaxed and awake at the same time. And then forming the intention to move onto the back once again, noticing what muscles are engaged, being aware and moving onto the back, into the position of the corpse. Everything let go. The feet are apart. The arms are at the sides. The palms are turned up. And if the eyes are open, allowing them to gently close. Beginning to move your attention through the body. Beginning with the feet, perhaps, and moving up to the ankles, the shins and the calves, the knees, up through the thighs, the buttocks and pelvis, abdomen, the chest and back, through the shoulders and then moving attention down the arms to the fingers, the hands, the forearms, feeling the elbows, the upper arms, across the shoulders and neck and the back of the head, to the face and the top of the head. Everything, completely let go. Aware of the effects of just having done this gentle yoga practice. Noticing sensations. Aware of the breath as it moves into and throughout the body, bringing energy, freshness, and openness, and spaciousness. And as the breath moves out of the body, allowing any tensions or remaining tightness, toxins, to move out with the breath. Letting go of thoughts, even of memories of what we've just asked our body to do. Feeling the breath moving into and throughout the body, and the breath moving out of the body. In this state of deep relaxed awareness and stillness, being aware of things as they are. Experiencing your body and its entirety, and of sensations and feelings in the body as pure sensations. Simple awareness. And as this session ends, congratulating yourself for having taken the time to nourish yourself in this very special way, becoming more aware of your body, strengthening and increasing the flexibility of your mind and your body, coming to know yourself, exploring mind-body, using your own deep experience of here and now, becoming more flexible and creative in your relationship to yourself, to others, and to life itself, developing a deeper appreciation for the fullness and depth of each moment, setting the intention to take time each day to nourish your mind-body in this way, participating in your own health and well-being, finding your own center and your own balance.